I needed a little bit of a break from Exodus, so I jumped over to Psalm chapter 2. So Psalms 2 is, so I just flipped open to it because I had a, I start reading Psalms all the time because I really like Psalm 1 through, you know, however far I get before I go back to something else. And so I happened to, last time I read, I had my bookmark right there, and so I read this. Why do the nations rebel, and why do the people plot in vain? And so this whole chapter, I mean, I could just read the whole chapter, it's pretty short, but the rulers conspire to throw off Yahweh's bonds and ropes. But Yahweh laughs, and he declares his king in Zion and says, "You are my son. The nations will be your inheritance. The ends of the earth will be your possession. You'll break them with an iron rod." And then it gives this warning to the kings. It says, "Kings, judges of the earth, be wise." He's not saying that they will all be broken and they will all be, you know, destroyed. He's saying, don't, like, you guys are plotting and you're trying to do this stuff, but God is still in charge. He says, be wise. And then he gives three things they can do to be wise. Serve Yahweh. Rejoice with trembling. And give a kiss to the sun. Pay homage to the sun, or give honor to. This is the, like kissing a king's hand. Don't die in your rebellion. All who take refuge in him are. And the word that I have in this translation is happy. And I saw a few others, so I looked it up. And this word is, the root word is ashar, which is to go straight, or to go on, or to advance. This is moving forward. But it's used as blessing or happiness. And that's, I mean, that is the word in Hebrew that's used for blessing. So everyone who takes refuge in him, this king in Zion, this son of God, this one who is given the entire earth as his inheritance, those who take refuge in him are happy, are blessed, are advancing. They are going on a straight road. And I just found that so encouraging. Right now we are in a very turbulent time. I try not to read too much news, but just in the last month or two, I've been consuming a lot of news as we're approaching election. I want to educate myself, but I find myself just consuming to the point where it's not helpful. And it grieves me to see plots in vain against Yahweh. People putting themselves up on pedestals. When really, kings and judges of the earth need to be wise, to recognize Jesus, the Son of God, the King on Zion, whose inheritance is all the nations, whose inheritance is the ends of the earth. Jesus, Jesus is King. And that's what being a Christian is, a Christ one. One who believes that Jesus came back, he died, he came back to life, that he was God, and that he is ultimately over all nations. And he'll come back and rule. And the world is his possession. And so my personal response to that is to serve Yahweh, to rejoice with trembling, and to kiss the Son, to give honor to the name of Jesus. And it's sad to see all the rebellion and all those who are conspiring to throw off Yahweh's bonds and ropes as if they could win. As if winning would actually be a good thing. There's a good and generous and kind, powerful God who made everything, and he wants to give us his life and to share in his rule on this world. And there's people who are conspiring and saying, oh, it's too much. He has rules. and those rules are there for our benefit. They're there so that we don't destroy ourselves. And the rulers conspire, and they plot in vain because Jesus is king. And it's a sad description of the way that the world is, but it's also really encouraging. I needed this today.